Hey everybody, how's it going? Welcome to another episode of Stand Up and Marvel. We got myself, Colin, and Tim here today. We're going to be talking about the third episode of She-Hulk. So, Tim, what'd you think of it?
I enjoyed this episode. There's a lot of things going on in this episode that I quite enjoyed. Not a lot of Easter eggs in this episode,
I
but you
found quite a
know,
few.
did you?
A good number.
I saw a
I
good.
looked up a few, but I also noticed quite a few myself.
Okay,
Some of the
I only saw like a few
I didn't.
references, but I don't know if I consider them Easter eggs,
Yeah.
me personally.
I see a lot of articles that list like a bunch, like all the Easter eggs they spotted. It's really like, I don't know. It's a very loose definition of Easter eggs in a lot of cases.
It's like some things like are referencing things that are going on with it inside the episode, like inside the She-Hulk universe and everything like that. So I don't know if it was like a Easter egg for me, but it was fun to see.
No, I agree. It was a fun episode. I've been enjoying the series so far. This episode didn't disappoint. Definitely made me laugh quite a bit. So,
I
they're holding
really
up to what
liked this
they
episode.
intended to superhero comedy. It's doing pretty well.
I really like this episode because I enjoy being right. I called it last episode. I called
What did you
it.
call it? I don't remember.
I called that Wong took him out and put him back in.
Okay.
I said that. I was like, I bet you Wong popped in there, took him out, and then placed him back in there. And I was like, I'm
You're
really
dead
hoping for that. I'm really hoping for it to be true. And then all of a sudden Wong comes in and is like, yeah, I did it. I was just like, oh man, Wong.
That was great.
Great episode. I love how I still enjoy the fourth wall breaking throughout these episodes. It's really a nice little touch, to make it a
Yeah, I
little
think we
more
got a
personal.
couple, didn't
We
we,
got a
in this
couple
one?
this one, yeah.
There's the like major one where she was talking about like the series as a whole, how it's not going to be a cameo every episode, except wait,
Yes,
there's
except for
been a
Bruce
cameo every
and
episode
then
so far.
Wong and then also Emil,
Yeah, so we'll see if it's actually going to have a cameo every episode.
I know. Is
No,
there
we'll
going to
see.
be an episode where nobody cameos in it?
I mean,
I'm
there's
sure there
10
will be.
episodes.
There
It's, I
are
mean,
10
it's very
episodes.
doable.
It is doable.
I'm
I mean,
hoping that we get a Grandmaster cameo at some point. That would be awesome.
Grandmaster, that'd be great.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be surprised if like Grandmaster showed up like somewhere towards the end with Bruce back on
Yeah.
the
After he
Sicarian
returns
ship.
from his journey.
Yeah, with his son Scar from Sicar. Or they have to come back and get Jen Walters to deal with the situation about Scar and everything. So yeah, I'm really hoping he makes a cameo in this series. I think it'd be
Yeah, that'll be
awesome.
amazing. I've missed him. We've only gotten him once in Ragnarok. I mean, I've seen the movie so many times that I've gotten to enjoy his performance many times, but still, I want to see him again. Although we did get him very briefly in what was it, the one shot, the Marvel
The
one
one
shot on
shot,
Disney
yeah.
Plus. So if you haven't seen it yet, if you want more Grandmaster, there is just a little bit out there still.
Just a little
But
bit.
yeah, hopefully we'll get more of him.
His character is just so great. It's
I know, it's so
just
funny.
he's
I
just so
love
good at it too. It's just like he's like, I pardon you from life. It's like
it.
the pauses that he does, it just
Yeah, his
makes me so
delivery
happy.
is just so perfect.
Yep. But
Yeah, so there's a lot of references, a lot of little subtle things in the episode. Like at one point, Blonsky was talking about how much he's changed with everything that he's gone through, all the prison reform and meditation and stuff. And he said, like, the last way that he said he changed, Jen kind of cut him off. But he said interdimensionally.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah, he's like, I've
What?
changed spiritually, cosmically, interdimensionally. Okay. And it's just like, wait, I want to hear this.
Yeah, like come on, Jen. But yeah, I mean that's definitely gonna come back. Like they're not gonna let that just sit there. Like we're gonna know eventually what that means. I'm very curious. I don't really have any thoughts. Like, is this a different Emil, like from another dimension? Is that what he means?
I know. Is
Is
he a
the other
variant? Is
one?
he a variant?
Yeah, exactly. So
That'd be
I don't
really
know. I don't
interesting.
really have any big ideas on that yet, but I'm very curious.
I am very curious about that too, because I did catch it when he was talking about it. I'm like, what do you mean interdimensionally? But it's also, I mean, it could also be something that he went through with Wong as well. I mean,
True. Maybe, because I mean they technically can't travel between dimensions. They can only open portals within the same dimension. Well, okay, they can. No, I guess that's not true, because they can go to the mirror dimension.
yeah, because Wong mentions it. He's like, put him
Can they
in the
go to the
mirror
shadow
dimension.
dimension? I don't know.
He's like, put him in the
He
mirror
referenced
dimension,
it.
shadow dimension, dark dimension.
Oh,
He's like telling him all the
man.
places to put him, and it's just like, no, what? His
Like,
approach to
got it.
everything.
Plan B.
Yeah,
Just save it for
it's
later.
don't tap your nose. It's so good.
What was the shape-shifting light elf's name? I forgot to write that down. Well,
Oh my
anyway,
God, I
whatever
don't
her name
know.
was,
But she was hilarious.
yeah, she was great. It got
Which
me
makes
wondering,
me.
is there any relation to Skrulls or Secret Invasion? Are we gonna be
Well,
seeing
that's
more
the
of her
thing.
race?
Well, I
You
don't.
know?
I kind of hope so. I mean, it's funny because like New Asgard, as we saw in like Thor: Love and Thunder, it's kind of become like this hub where like people travel to now. It's like Grand Central Station for inner like people within the galaxy and everything. So so I mean,
I'm just
they
very
say
curious
she's
about
a
her.
resident of New Asgard, but and then she also quoted Thor,
Right, yeah,
when
that
she's
was so
trying to get
good. I
diplomatic
loved
immunity. She's just like, he's like, well, we're not in
it.
New
We're not in
Asgard,
Asgard.
are we?
Asgard
No,
is not a place, it is a people.
quotes by Thor are not admissible as evidence.
So
You
good. I love
know,
it.
it's like, oh my God, that's so great.
But yeah, the way that she transforms, I mean, I know you're really good at paying attention to these details. I don't know if you noticed how similar that is to Loki's transformations when he shapeshifts. I'm just
It's
honestly, it didn't really occur to me until now. So I didn't really look at it very closely, but thinking
if
back, I
you
think it
look
was
at
kind of
it,
similar.
it's kind of, I think it's similar. I think they go in different directions if you look at them closely. I think hers, but
Like left to right, as opposed to right to
well,
left.
like more like going from out to in instead of from center to out,
Yeah,
I
I
would
don't
have to really look at it to find out, but yeah, it's very similar to the way he does things. But then again, like when Loki does it, he does it pretty fast, so it's just
Yeah, so she goes from the middle out.
outward, yeah.
So his is different? I don't remember.
It might be the same, but again, he does it so fast that it's
Blinkety
almost
miss it.
hard to tell which how he does it, but yeah, they're similar, very similar.
Yeah, I'm just wondering, because I mean we've got multiple shapeshifters. We've got Loki, we've got the Skrulls, and now we have the Light Elf.
The light
So
elves, yeah.
yeah, so I don't know if there's any kind of relation there. Like her transformation seems a lot closer to Loki's, so it's like magic base as opposed to physical. Because like the Skrulls, their like skin actually like changes, whereas it's like an illusion with Loki and the Light Elves,
Yeah, with the
right?
light elves, it's more like an illusion, just yeah, it's more magic based than it is actual physical transformation.
Yeah. I'm sure we'll
Which
find out
may
more. I mean, with Secret Invasion coming up, she's a prime candidate to, be a part of the series, or at least her race.
her race, but we also don't know if the light elves are like all the entire light elves are racial. It's a racial ability where all of them can do that, or if it's just her, that's
Right.
one thing that we can't really tell, because if they all do that, then it would be one heck of a secret invasion, Which who are we worried about? Are we worried about the light elves, or are we worried about the scrolls? So
Yeah, I'm trying to go back and watch the scene. I forget which one was, Dark World, I think, when he was imitating Steve Rogers.
oh yeah,
I don't remember the line. It's like, let's talk about patriotism and the American way. That's so good.
It's so funny the way that he does his things, like the way he talks and
Yeah,
everything.
so good. So what else we got? There's a subtle little thing. Well, I don't know if this is anything. Maybe it was a mistake, but I don't think it was. So he's been referring to his seven soulmates, the whole time, Emil, and when they're actually in the room, like his prison room, when they're deciding if he should be freed or not. You can count them. There's seven. They show them several times. There's clearly seven of them.
Are you referring to when he says eight?
Well, yeah, partially, but also at the end of the episode in the end credits, they do show like an animation of him going away on the bus and his soulmate standing outside of him, and if you outside of the bus, and if you count, there's actually eight of them standing there. So did you have any thoughts on the eight? Just
I
because I
did
have
try
one
looking
thought.
for I tried looking about this, but I couldn't really find anything other
Okay.
than
So
other
my
fan
only thought,
theories.
yeah, I don't know why he said eight. But my original thought, because I honestly kind of forgot that he said that. When I saw it drawn as eight at the end, I was thinking maybe that's the light elf. Like she escaped custody and now she's just pretending to be one of his soulmates.
One of his seven soulmates.
But that's probably not true since he actually said eight. So I don't know what that's about.
Yeah, he
Maybe one of
said
them has
it.
like superpowers so they couldn't actually be in the room with him or something. I don't know. I'm very curious about that.
Well, it's weird because like he consistently said seven throughout the entire
Right.
thing,
Now, just one
and
time.
then one time he looks back at them and he goes, "There might." What do you say? Like, they're my eight hearts or something like that?
Something like that, yeah. I do
Something on
remember
that
you said
line.
eight.
But he
Yeah.
said the number eight as he
Right.
was looking at them. And I thought that was really weird because I was like, wait, eight? I thought there were seven. But then they also made the reference. So Nikki also makes the reference later on in the bar where she's like, oh my God, they're saying that you're Abomination, one of Abomination's soulmates, and that you're carrying his little Abomination baby and everything like that. So could he have just tossed Jen Walters in there with him as one of his soulmates, and she's like not even aware? And
So I'm sorry, I'm looking back at the episode here. So his line was, "They are my better eighths,"
oh, my better eights.
which I guess that doesn't necessarily mean there's eight of them. That means like, my better eighths, like my better half, right? So you'd say better half when there's two of you. So he's part of the whole. So he is one of the eight members. So the seven of them plus him is eight. So my better eighths. They're just the seven better parts of him. Right. So he's still saying there's seven of them. It's just confusing the way that it's worded. So I'm gonna go back to my original theory that the light elf is this guy says one of them in the end credits scene when he's driving away in the bus. So we'll
I
see
would be
if anything comes
surprised
of that.
because she was sentenced to what, 60 days in jail
Yeah,
for
just
impersonating a judge,
right. So good.
which was funny. I
That's so
love
funny.
Pug. I love Pug during this entire episode where he's just like he's just trying to build a defense for Bukowski, and he's just like he's like, wait. Like he goes to the bar and he's like, how do you deal with that guy? He's like, oh, I've killed him multiple times in my head. And Jen's like, he's that's just who he is. And he's like, you just won my case.
Yeah. What
And
a strategy.
I know, and it makes you wonder how Bukowski is like a DA assistant, like, or assistant DA or whatever. Like, he works at the DA's office. Like, how do he get that job? Like,
Right.
The way he acts and
It's kind of
everything, it's
like
just like,
connections or something.
yeah, I don't know. Maybe his dad plays golf with the DA or
Yeah,
something.
seriously.
Because he's got money too. It sounds like he comes from money.
Yeah,
Because he spent
he threw away 175,000. Yep.
$175,000 on this Lido. Now, so I'm like, being an assistant DA or whatever your position is, I wouldn't think really makes you that much money.
I
I don't know.
mean,
Maybe
lawyers
it
make
could.
banks.
I
Lawyers
mean,
make
lawyers
bank,
do
right?
make banks, depending on who they're representing too. But yeah, I mean, like, yeah, I love where Jen comes into the office because Holloway calls her in, and she's like, "Oh, he wants to sue a light elf," and she's just like, "She's like, Bukowski's like, I thought I was dating Megan Thee Stallion," and he's like, "You thought Megan Thee Stallion drove a compact Nissan?"
Oh man.
I thought it was hilarious, and then Wong just enters just out of
Yeah.
nowhere.
Yep. Although she was like, I would love to hear what this was about and not be involved.
Oh yeah, the other one that they got in. She walks in. She's like, "You asked for me, sir," and he's like, he looks at her. He's like, "No, I can't. Not a 10. I can't tell a 10. It's all my embarrassing stuff because she might be my future fiance." She's like, "I'm happy to not work on this case," and walks out. I'm just like, this that just wins his case right there. Just the way he acts.
No.
So,
So later in the episode, did you catch well, it was in the end credits. Did you catch the Shield logo?
I just catch
Okay.
the Shield logo.
I'm very curious about that because Shield is supposed to be gone. We have Sword, but that's not Shield. Like, it's a different logo, a different organization. It's basically still Shield just in space, but it's not Shield. So
Yeah, I
I'm
thought
very curious
about
about
that, and
that.
I was like, what are they doing here? Like, there must be something, like, I don't know if it's going to be a reference to, like, maybe something that Shield, like, something Shield still has to do, or, like, one final thing that Shield has to do before it's completely gone. I don't know. I did see it, and it did stick in my mind about, like, whoa, haven't seen Shield in a while. What's
Yeah,
going on here?
I mean, there's a reference to interdimensional, so maybe they're getting like shield from another dimension or something.
Yeah,
I have no idea.
I have no idea either. It's crazy.
Shield could very easily come back with the multiverse, so
That is
we'll
true.
see. So Wong referenced wiping everybody's memories, which is got me thinking because it can't be a reference to Spider-Man No Way Home, like the big event that happened there, because his memory was wiped from that. He was included in that, so he wouldn't remember it. So there was that that part earlier in the movie when Doctor Strange was talking to him about that moon party, like the like lunar party or whatever that was called. So it could be a reference to that, or
It
did
could
he
be.
wipe everybody's memory from something else?
Yeah, that's that is I because like when he said that, I was like,
It
wait,
made
when
it
did
sound like
he?
he was involved because he
Yeah, I
wasn't
was like,
actually
when did
involved in the
he?
lunar party thing,
Yeah, I was like, when did Wong wipe somebody's memory?
right? Yeah, so this is something that's happened off screen. Has to be, or it was just a reference that makes no sense, which
Yeah, it had to be something that happened off screen, because
yeah.
I don't recall him being involved with anything that. But I mean, we
It's
don't
been all
really know
Doctor
what's been
Strange so
going
far.
on with Wong after he became, or be prior to becoming Sorcerer Supreme and after becoming Sorcerer Supreme, other than what happened in Multiverse of Madness. But we're still figuring things out. Still
Yeah.
trying to figure out the timeline on where She-Hulk takes place too. So it's just like,
Well, I mean, I think now that we got an answer on the prison break, I think it's most likely present day, right? Like, that would make a lot more sense. That was one of,
I
like, when
think
we
it's
were trying
present
to
day
figure it
too,
out last
because,
time.
like, again, I think it was an old clip that surfaced up.
It was definitely an old clip. The way they were
Yeah,
talking about
because
it,
like he
it was in the
wasn't
past.
gone. Like, he wasn't gone when they said he escaped prison. Like, when they said allegedly escaped prison, like we can tell, like we can summarize from this latest episode that he, when they said that, when that hit the news, he was still in his prison cell. But this had been brought up, like the leaked footage was somebody leaked that footage to the media and let them know, hey, Abomination has escaped at one point, and he was found in an underground fighting ring. So somebody like wants to either like Holloway is either did that on purpose to drum up publicity for the case and everything. And again, if Jen Walters was to win that case, it would be a big win for the firm and everything, even with like the deck kind of stacked against her, you know? And because like we can see that now Wong is Sorcerer Supreme, and at the time he wasn't, during the clip at least, Shang-Chi. Well, kinda. He was like in the transition to becoming Sorcerer Supreme.
No,
Because
he was already Sorcerer Supreme, because that happened after Endgame, and he became Sorcerer Supreme before Endgame. Right? Because it was sometime in between Infinity War and Endgame when he became Sorcerer Supreme. Because as soon as Doctor Strange disappeared, they needed a new Sorcerer Supreme, and he was Sorcerer Supreme by default.
oh, right. Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah, so he's been there for a while,
No,
and
that
he
makes
even said
sense.
that training with Abomination was part of his training for Sorcerer Supreme. Like, he
Right.
needed a worthy opponent.
Which doesn't make any sense because they faked that fight, so
Yeah, but he still had to try a little.
well, yeah, I mean like but he was like you know, it would have gone a different way if you just stuck to the routine that we put together. Like that's what he said in Shang-Chi. So it's
Yeah, it's
like I
true.
needed a word of the opponent. It's just like, but you choreographed the whole like, how is it a worthy opponent? I guess maybe when they were training for the fight, he
Yeah,
was a worthy opponent.
maybe. Maybe it just needs money to fund, the sanctum.
Yeah.
'Cause I mean, they were
Right.
joking about that in Multiverse of Madness, how he only has like, $2 and he
Oh
can't
yeah,
even like get a
when he wants to get a
sandwich.
sandwich, yeah. He's like, how much money you got? It's like $2. Which
Was
actually
like
which is
it's
really
like
funny.
15,000 like yen or whatever.
Yeah, because it's really funny because if you pause when Nikki's looking at his social media on her phone with his job description, it says Sorcerer Supreme, then Librarian of Kaj Mirtha, and then underneath Target Sales Associate.
No, that's so good. That's such a good
So,
LinkedIn page.
I was
Target
like, man,
Associate, Librarian, Sorcerer
but
Supreme.
it was still in Kaj Mirtha, Nepal. It's a Target associate. I was just like,
Yeah.
man, when he's not in the library, he's working in Target. That's why he only has $2 to his name. That
Did that actually give a date? Like, is that like a past job? I didn't get a
was
good
a
enough
past
look at it.
job.
Okay,
It
so
was a
he's not
past
doing it
job.
anymore. He needs the money. He
He
should
did it
probably
for
get his Target
9
job
years,
back.
though. He did it
Yeah.
for 9 years as a Target sales associate, and then he moved up to library. Actually, I think he did it at the same time he was the librarian, because the librarian job said 9 years as well.
I mean, that just goes to show you, no matter what you're doing in life, don't give up on your dreams. You
See,
can
you can work your
make
way
it
to becoming
big.
Sorcerer Supreme as well. How'd you become Sorcerer
Man.
Supreme? Well, I worked a job, full-time job, while managing a library and studying to become the Sorcerer Supreme. That sounds like a lot of
Man.
work. Yeah,
Yeah, I didn't actually see the time. So was he still working in Target? Like while he was the librarian? I didn't get a good enough look at it.
I think so, because they both said 9 years, I think.
Because they give like an end date in LinkedIn, so I wonder if that end date
Yeah, there
was
was
like
no I
after.
it didn't say like from this date to this date. It just said like 9 years next to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it didn't give like dates as to start and end dates, which I was looking for, but
Oh, okay.
yeah, it
That's
just
where it
said
usually
like,
does.
yeah, that's why I was
But
like,
yeah, they edited
it was
it,
like
obviously.
I was like 9 years at Target. Good for you, Wong. Like seriously.
Right, so let's do our fans a favor. Anybody looking for the QR code? It is at 8:23.
Oh, I missed it this episode.
Yeah, I don't actually remember
23?
exactly.
What
Yeah, I
scene
wrote
was
it down,
that?
but I don't remember exactly what it was. It was when Pug was looking at the YouTube clip of
Oh, the
the
light
light
out?
elf. Yeah.
And then she comes walking through the door again.
Yeah, so it's on that YouTube page.
No, oh, okay. Okay. That's the only scene that I didn't stop when the YouTube video was going. I did it for when like the newsreels were going and it like was
Okay.
stuck and everything because I was trying to find some other stuff, but there was nothing on those YouTube pages.
There's some stuff. One of
Well,
them, at least, the one that you didn't stop at. So there was another, there was somebody reviewing the Iron Man 3 shoe. So that's the second time that's been referenced.
when he was watching the light elf
Yeah.
video. Okay,
When
yeah.
she
Yeah,
revealed
when I
herself.
didn't pause that. I didn't pause that part, so I guess I missed that. Yeah.
So yeah, that's the second Iron Man reference, 2 episodes in a row, specifically the sneakers.
Yeah. Specifically
Something
those.
about them. I
Are they
don't
going to
know
release those sneakers as actual wearable shoes? Like, what are they going
what
to do with
it
those? They're
is.
hyping them up for some reason.
Maybe. Yeah.
That's
Yeah,
pretty
they have
crazy.
like whole conventions for sneakers. Like
They do.
it's
Like,
crazy.
people make a lot of money for sneakers.
Yeah. Something else.
I know, right? Something else. So again, I want to bring up my one theory about like, do you think Abomination or Emil helped Bruce with his coming to terms with becoming Smart Hulk?
No.
You don't think so?
No, because he was saying that, like, you know, he did all these when all the people were pleading his case and saying how great he's been in prison, all the programs he's been involved in and stuff. They're saying that he's done all this stuff in prison, like helping the inmates and stuff, and nobody mentioned Banner, and plus I couldn't really imagine Banner coming into the prison for it.
Well, I
I'm
don't
thinking
mean like
no, I mean it
Banner.
could have
I don't
happened.
mean like Banner like actually coming to visit him and do that stuff, but in the letter that he sent him, revealing the secrets
Oh.
that of how to come to terms with being the Hulk and Banner.
I don't think so. 'Cause I mean we saw, you know, with the Incredible Hulk, Edward Norton, that he was doing his own meditation, and you know, he was seeking out help from other people, and I don't know. I
Yeah,
mean,
when he
he
was doing that, I
has a whole
think.
syllabus, so
No,
he's
he does have a whole syllabus. I mean, the breathing techniques and everything that he was doing, like the Days Without Incident and everything, I think it was more of being able to control when he turns into the Hulk, not more of like his actual fusion between the two. I mean, it could be the first step towards that, yeah. But you know, I remember like because like he's. When in Avengers, when we first see Bruce Banner turn into Hulk, like willingly, he's just like, that's what his training's been up to. He's like constantly controlling his anger so
Right.
he can physically willingly change into the Hulk whenever he wants to. But then he still struggles with the fact that he can't change back. You know, sun's going down, big fella. Sun's getting real low. So, but
Yeah, I
yeah,
mean,
I mean, like
that's my guess. I could be wrong. I don't think it was Emil. I mean, he sent him a nice letter, sure, but just the fact that he has that whole syllabus. I'm guessing that's like, you know, all the like stuff that he's gone through, all the experimenting and all of the training and meditation, like it's just everything he's done over the course of like 10 years or whatever it was. So I think if he was to get an answer from Emil, it probably would have been a much smaller syllabus,
I mean, for all
you
we
know?
know, I mean, it could have been his entire syllabus, and the last piece of the puzzle was Emil's letter.
Maybe. I don't
I
know.
mean,
My
it's a
guess is
long
still no.
shot. It's a long shot. I mean, but
You could be right. I mean, there's a definite possible connection there. It would, you know, make sense. And we know they've been in communication, so it's definitely possible.
yeah, I mean, like,
I'm just, yeah, sticking with my guess.
yeah, I mean, I only say that because, like, in this episode, when he changes into a Abomination, he's got the complete control, where it's his voice but Abomination saying
That's
this.
so funny.
I know, I was just like,
It's just
I
like
saw.
nearly breaking out of the cell because he's so big, and he's just like casually moving his shoes to the side and being
Yeah,
like,
he's just
"As
like,
you
he's
can
like.
see, I have complete control," and everybody's just freaking out the whole time.
And she's like,
This is
change
so
back now.
good.
He's like, okay, hold on. It's just like he grabs the blanket too and puts it around them because he's aware of the fact that he's gonna
He's
be
gonna be
naked
naked,
when he changes
yeah.
back. So he's like, as you can see, complete control. I was just like, oh
That's so
man.
good. But she played it really well.
She did.
She's like, see, this is more
Which,
proof. He could have escaped right there, but he chose
yeah,
not to.
exactly. Which is actually
Played it well.
in so the entire thing with the parole hearing, that I thought was interesting is that Holloway asked her, hired her to be basically the face of the new Superhuman Law Division and everything. And you know, when she's representing a firm and everything, she needs to be in She-Hulk form. But like, I get like this is extenuating circumstances for her because she's in the DODC and they're like,
Yeah, I mean, they told her
no,
no
you
powers.
can't be She-Hulk. And
Yeah.
it's like, okay. And it's like they say no superpowers, and Wong just ports in, ports out. It's
He's Sorcerer
like,
Supreme, the rules don't apply to
yeah, rules don't
him.
apply to him, especially because this episode when they're just like, Mr. Wong, and he's just like, just Wong or Sorcerer Supreme. You know? And he's just like,
It's like
you do
just
realize,
Wong,
yeah,
Sorcerer
just
Supreme, gives all these titles.
he gives all these
Just.
titles, and then they're like, you do realize that aiding in a criminal's escape is a crime. He's like, I have to go. And he just leaves. It's just like, what? Wong is like public enemy number one in the United States. He's like FBI's top 10 most wanted men. We can't
Yeah.
find him because he just creates a circle and leaves.
Yep.
I wonder, kind of wonder what he was doing that he was late. Like,
Hey, yeah, I was thinking about that too.
he's like, sorry, I lost track of time. What were you doing? I mean, I guess he could have lost track of time being the fact that he's in Nepal and they're in the United States and he probably just forgot what time it was,
Yeah, maybe.
the
I don't know.
time
He
zone
goes back
difference.
and forth between Nepal and New York
I
all the
mean, I know
time.
he would think he would know because he's in New York a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, time is also irrelevant for when you're a sorcerer. I mean, you can just go anywhere and it's just like, oh, I'll deal with whatever time of day it is.
I wonder if that might be a reference to the fact that they don't have the time stone anymore. Like back when they did, if you're late, you could just rewind time
I know, right?
and
It's
just
like
be on time.
That is a great reference because Jen Walters goes, how can somebody with a no commute time be late? It's like, oh, he does make a good point. I mean,
Very good point.
very good point. I really enjoyed this episode. I thought it was good.
Yeah, me too. But just going back to when Abomination was transforming, it did seem like the cell was about to like give way just from him like growing to full size. So that made me wonder, like,
Oh yeah,
have
like if
they
he's sort of.
downgraded his like cell over time? Because like originally he had to be like full, rage mode, right? And how would they contain that with the cell that he's in right now? It doesn't seem possible. So they must have like downgraded his security over time because of good behavior or something,
Well, that's what I was thinking because, and that's what Jen Walters was playing at. You know, she obviously realized that the cell was too small to hold him as Abomination, and if he stood straight up, he would have just broken the lid right off the top of that thing. And she pointed that out immediately, going, you know, if he wanted to, he could have just busted out and just escaped on his own if he wanted to, but he decided not to. And you know, I think it's what you're saying. You know, when he was first caught, he was probably put in a really big holding cell, because he was raging, and he's like, and that's why the parole board is like, well, you know, when he changes into Abomination, he's uncontrollable, and you know, probably because that's how he was when he first showed up. And you know, that's all they know him as. And then when he finally started getting more control over Abomination, and then he started choosing not to become Abomination because now he has full control, doesn't really need to be Abomination, or maybe it's just part of his master plan where it's just like, I choose not to become Abomination because if I turn into Abomination, he's going to ruin my master plan of getting out of here. You know? So, and then like, be with good behavior, not turning into Abomination and everything, they decided to reduce his cell to a more smaller one, which seems a little of the other spectrum. You think due to good behavior, you get a larger cell, but you
know. Yeah.
But nope, he got a smaller one.
Yeah.
I mean,
a random thing that just occurred to me. We were talking about the seven souls or whatever earlier.
Seven soulmates, yeah.
Yeah. And I was referencing that scene with the bus at the end, in the end credits. But I'm trying to think, like, how that scene makes sense, because he's being driven away in a bus, and his soulmates are behind him, like, crying as he's being driven off. So does that happen? Is that like from his original incarceration, or is that at the end of the trial? Because if it's at the end of the trial, wouldn't he like be going with them?
Well,
like, wouldn't
the
they be
is,
driving
I, it
him somewhere?
It wouldn't be the beginning of his incarceration because he met them through the pen pal program.
That's true. That's true.
Within the prison. So
why would he be on the bus then? Is he like ditching them as soon as he's freed?
Well,
you know.
Well, that's
like,
the thing. Like,
he's driving
did
away
they
from them.
Did they already purchase the land that he's supposed to be building this retreat on and everything? What's
that's,
going on?
That's what Jen said. Jen said that he owns land. Like, not will own land. He does own land. That's how she phrased it.
Oh, so they already financed it and everything.
Yeah. Okay. But she also said that they're gonna like fund everything for him like while he's there. So it's an ongoing relationship. So he,
right.
You know, the way that she said it, he couldn't just ditch right away, but
I don't think he ditched them. I think that scene was probably more of, you know, I think they kind of, it was more like,
is he being transferred?
Yeah, I think
was that like in the middle of his incarceration?
It's either in the middle of his incarceration, or, you know, right before he's released, he has to go through like processing and everything. So he's leaving the DODC, probably being sent to another part of the DODC, which is like, I mean, that place is pretty big. I mean, he probably was put on a bus from the main building to go to the main gate. I mean, they're not going to, they might not
Maybe.
Walk him there. I mean, they might just get him on a bus to transfer him down to the gate so he can walk out. I mean,
yeah.
Who knows? I mean, we don't really know what their policy is there. But it wouldn't make sense because if they were crying, you know, or maybe they were tears of joy, you know.
Maybe, but I don't know. If it was after the trial, he would be released to them, I would imagine, not be like, you know, carted away in a bus somewhere.
Right.
Maybe, so I don't know. I'm just confused by that. And
yeah,
that scene also is where there's eight of them. So that makes me think that it might have been earlier on, and maybe something happened to one of the soulmates and now there's only seven.
Yeah,
you know, I don't know. I'm just confused about it. Maybe we'll get an answer later.
I don't know. For all we know, the light elf is the eighth one, and
right, could be.
And she's not there in the trial because she's serving 60 days behind bars for impersonating a judge.
Yeah, and honestly, I'm wondering like
are kind
who
of the
they
same.
Are in general.
Yeah,
because it just seems kind of weird that it's just like seven random ladies that just have been his pen pals. I feel like they've got to have like some kind of superpower.
They have you know? To or something.
So maybe they're Skrulls, or maybe they're light elves. Maybe they're all light elves.
Maybe they're all light elves. Yeah, because like when he transformed into Abomination, they weren't like, I don't know if they've seen him before because of the pen pal program. I'm not sure how it works. I mean, basically pen pal, you just write to each other. You don't really see each other. But when he transformed into the Abomination, they were not scared of the fact that he was just this big hulking Abomination thing.
Well, they know actually, him, they trust him.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure, but it's just like, it's still a pretty intimidating sight to see for the first time.
Yeah.
You know, but they were like, oh, wow, very impressive. I'm just like, it's not your first time seeing this.
Yeah.
So, it'll be interesting to see how this progresses, because he has to wear the inhibitor too, so he basically
Right.
just he has to do everything that he said he's going to do,
You know who else had to
which
wear an inhibitor, though? No, well, not an inhibitor, but something that is not supposed to be tampered with. Ant-Man. He had his little ankle bracelet monitor thing. And what's her face? Hope still managed to take it off of him without them knowing. So there are apparently ways around it.
Oh no, yeah, there are ways around all those type of things. The inhibitor, yeah, I'm sure Abomination will find a way for the inhibitor. Like, they'll probably say like the inhibitor tracks his movements or tracks like his vitals or something when he changes, you know. But like,
I mean, Wong could probably just like teleport him to the mirror dimension, take it off there because the signal will not be able to reach like our reality, right? And then bring him back without the bracelet, and then there's no way of knowing.
I know there is no way of knowing. I mean, there's so many things that can happen that we don't know what's gonna unfold. Because, you know, maybe Abomination is gonna play a vital role in Sakaar as well. You know, maybe Bruce comes back and says, "I need both Jen and Abomination for this."
Yeah.
For this mission, and you know,
He can
and
be involved in Thunderbolts too.
yeah, I mean, that might be a thing where it's just like, or maybe, yeah, or maybe one of the team members from Thunderbolts comes in and
Recruits him.
recruits him and gets the inhibitor off of him, you know.
Yeah.
Well,
I mean, magic and science, like either one of those can do it, and we have those in
yeah,
spades.
oh my God, in spades, there's no, yeah, it's like when they say put an inhibitor on him, it's like that's not gonna last long. You got magic, you got science, there's no way it's gonna last very long.
So there was a reference to how She-Hulk got her powers in the comics. I think it was right after she finished the case with Emil and she walked away, and there were all those reporters around her. One of them was asking, she said, is there any like truth to the rumor that you got your powers from a mafia hit gone wrong?" And that's exactly how she got her powers in the comics. She got shot, and then she had to get a transfusion of blood from
And Bruce
Bruce.
was the only one
Yeah.
that could do it at the time, since that's what makes her She-Hulk. Yeah, that is her origin, which I thought was really cool. I did pick it up, and I was like, oh, that's funny because it's true. But yeah.
So I got one more thing.
Sure.
So at the very end of the episode, right before the end credits, Jen gets attacked by four random guys, and they're actually the Wrecking Crew in the comics. They're a different version of them because the version in the comics actually have superpowers, I believe, or they're at least much better equipped because they regularly go toe to toe with Thor. One of them was named Thunderball. They called out his name
In
in
the
the
episode,
episode, and Thunderball is one of the Wrecking Crew members, so that's who they're supposed to be. We'll see if they get a power up at some point or not,
they're gonna
but
need
not
it,
very
because if they're
impressive right
supposed,
now.
yeah, because if they're supposed to go toe to toe with Thor, and Thor
Well, I
can,
don't know if they will here, but they do in the comics.
well, that's the thing, like the Wrecking Crew goes toe to toe with Thor in the comic books, but Thor can also go toe to toe with Hulk.
Right.
So,
Yep.
and if they can't even take out She-Hulk, you know, they're in for a surprise, you know. I mean, they were already in for a surprise. They're like, this was a bad idea.
So they mentioned their boss. Who do you think that is?
I don't know. I still think it's Holloway. I think Holloway is like the master schemer of this whole thing. Like, he chose her for a specific reason, and I feel like I'm sure he was the one who found the video of Abomination and leaked it to the media to draw more press for it. And then, you know, she's like, I have a solid defense against this, so he's gonna go free. He does go free. You know, the parole board's like, yeah, he had nothing to do with escaping. escaping his cell. It was all Wong. And Wong, you're under arrest. And Wong just goes, nope.
Peace out.
and they're just like, Emil is free to go. And it's just like, it's a win for Holloway, you know? And it's a definitely more of a victory for them, for the firm, because of the fact that they had all that negative press brought up around Abomination. Like, that was even more wood added to the fire, you know? And it's just like, she won regardless, you know?
Yeah, I don't know. That's an interesting theory.
Because there,
I
I
don't
mean,
know what to think though.
there's been so many different movies where it's just like the main villain is always right in front of you,
Right in your face, yeah,
right in
sure.
your face, you know, pulling the strings from behind. And you know, he's already one of those guys who's like, I don't honestly care what you think, you're gonna do what I say. He's like one of those guys who's like, I don't care what you think, Jen Walters. You either take this Emil Blonsky case or you don't have a job. It's just like, oh, he's one of those guys. It's just like, okay. Like, he's like, when we see him
Yeah, you could
before
be
giving
right.
her the case, like, he was telling his assistant, he's like, tell what's his name that he's going to, like, I don't know, I think something somewhere out Midwest. He's like, tell him we're sending him there. He's like, because he doesn't like the cold. He's like, and that's the reason why we're sending him there. It's just like, he's like, just tell him that. It's just, I was like, this guy's just a jerk. Like, he doesn't care. And I'm pretty sure he
Yeah.
has some kind of master plan behind this.
Maybe. Is he
Yeah,
a, you
I don't
think he's a
know.
scroll, maybe?
I don't know. I mean, it could, I don't know. I mean, he could be a Skrull. Or maybe he himself is a light elf, you know, in disguise, you know, just
Maybe
kind
he's getting played and there's somebody else pulling the strings.
of. I know, it's just kind of, it's kind of like the person who thinks they're in charge really isn't in charge, and they're being
Right,
manipulated by
exactly.
somebody else. And it's just like, oh, well, there's a bigger mastermind behind this whole thing. I'm really interested to find out who the boss is. I think it's Holloway. But that's just me. I just don't trust the guy. He just seems very, you know, like he's up to something.
What if it's MODOK?
Oh, MODOK.
So, there
Yeah.
was a, well, not really a leak, but at what was the convention that happened recently? Gen Con? Was it Comic Con? Oh, whatever.
Comic-Con San Diego?
Yeah, that one. Yeah. So at Comic Con, I don't remember which presentation it was, but you know, during the big live action Marvel presentation with Kevin Feige, I don't remember which show or which movie, but in one of them it was revealed that MODOK is going to be a part of it. I don't remember if it was She-Hulk or something else. Was it She-Hulk?
I
It might have
can't
been She-Hulk.
remember. It might be.
I feel like it was something else. But anyway, MODOK is coming to the MCU, so it's possible he's behind it. Although we do know that Daredevil's coming later, so I think it's more likely somebody that has a connection to Daredevil. So maybe Kingpin or the Hand, you know. I think it's more likely somebody that has a connection to Daredevil. It's my guess. And yeah, maybe Holloway is involved, but I feel like there's a puppeteer behind the scenes, higher up than Holloway, that's manipulating everything that's going on.
I think he's MODOK is gonna be revealed in Quantum.
Quantumania.
Yeah, Quantumania.
Okay. Actually, one other thing I remembered. So Titania has actually been in every episode so far, and
I was gonna
oh,
bring her up in this episode. Yeah, I love
she
that
hasn't been like
little.
shown every time, but there's been at least a reference to her in every
I love
episode.
the reference this time. I thought it was
Well,
great.
you can go ahead and say it if you want.
Oh, well, like
I got it on
there.
screen here, I can read it.
Yeah, I think it's like during one of like the newsreels, like one of the
It's
guys
towards the
come.
beginning.
Yeah,
Yeah, it
towards the
says
beginning.
superpowered influencer Titania speaks out about latest legal troubles, confident her legal team will make it go away.
Which is gonna be Jen Walters. I would
Yeah.
be so hilarious if Holloway
I
calls her
mean,
into the office again
it
and it's
probably
just
will
like,
be.
and it's Titania sitting there
Who else
going,
is it gonna be?
it's like, oh, it's you. It's like, it's
Yeah,
like, Mr. Holloway, I cannot work this case due to conflict of interest. I put this person away. He's like, yeah, she signed a waiver again. It's like, damn, these waivers. Like all the waivers, just conflict waivers, just signed. Everybody's just like signing these. She can't get away from them.
I love that part where the light elf is impersonating Pug.
Oh yeah,
She's just
when he
walking through the
walks,
hall.
when he's walking through
Hi, how
the
you doing? I love harassing women. Just like
in the
walking
workplace, it's my favorite thing to do. He walks out, he's like,
on.
not cool. And she's like, let that be a warning. He's like, you guys know
You guys
me.
know me. I wouldn't do that.
He's
He's so hurt.
so hurt.
Oh
I'm
man,
glad that
so
we're
funny.
seeing more of him and kind of
Yeah, I
getting to
really
know
like
who
him.
he is,
Yeah.
because the only real interaction we really got with him was when they first arrived to the office. He's like, and here's a map to the best bathroom for pooping. It's just like, I was like, this guy is very weird. It's just like, I hope he turns into somebody like a little bit more entertaining throughout this series, because that was a little weird intro to a new character
I
like that.
liked it personally.
I liked it too. I thought it was like hilarious, but I was just like, I really hope we see more and kind of see him develop. And then it's just like, oh, he's actually a lawyer. He's not just like the office like intern or whatever. He's
Right,
like,
it did kind of seem like
I
that,
know, that's what I thought too. It was like, oh, he's the guy like that. He's like the assistant, the executive assistant or something like that. But then no, he's a lawyer. And I thought that was great.
I'm glad that we got to see Megan at the end
Megan
of
the
the episode,
Stallion.
Megan Thee Stallion.
I thought that was great too. And
That's hilarious.
I loved how Bukowski was just like, the real Megan the Stallion was there this time. Do you think I have a chance? They're
Gosh.
like, no. No, you would
So
completely undo everything we just did.
delusional.
So delusional. So funny though. And I love how she has like her little one-liner at the end. She's like, that's right, there's only one Megan the Stallion. She's got like the spritzer fan to keep herself cool. It's just like
Yeah.
that is a funny moment right there.
The dance scene at the end credits.
Yeah, the dance. I wasn't too fond of the dance scene at the end of the credits. I was just like,
Thought it was pretty
whoa.
funny.
I thought it was funny. I thought it was funny when she was like, I'll kill for you, Megan Thee Stallion. She's like, whoa, dial it back.
That's great.
But the whole dancing thing, I was like, whoa, this just came out of left field. I was caught off guard by it. I was just like, wait, what is going
I
on?
appreciated
Oh
it.
yeah, it was it had its moment. I She's
Some
like, sign here,
CGI
sign
twerking.
here, sign here. I know, like CGI twerking. That's a first.
I'm sure it's not, but
Well,
it's the first he
first in
did
the
see at least.
MCU.
Yep.
So that's
Oh
funny.
man, it's good. All right, well, I don't have anything else, do you?
No, I think I talked about everything I wanted to talk about.
Cool. Well, yeah, solid episode.
It
Definitely
was a
looking forward to
solid
more.
episode. I'm looking
This
forward to
was
more.
3 episodes in. We
We're
got
three
what, seven
episodes
more?
in. Yep,
It's
seven
ten
more to
total.
go.
Yeah.
We still have, and it's funny because like, she kind of set us up to either expect there not to be a bunch of cameos in this series, or that every week is gonna have a cameo of somebody in it.
Right,
And she's
yeah.
like, it's
They
either one or the other. It's just
Yep.
like, she's just like, well, don't expect this to be one of those cameo shows where, somebody shows up every week except for Bruce and Wong and Emile. And
Yeah.
it's just like, but like, we already know Matt Murdock's coming, so there's a
All
cameo.
right. So 1 out of 7 episodes at least we're getting another cameo.
Yeah. So I'm
Yeah,
really hoping
we
for
don't know for sure
Grandmaster
about the others.
too.
I know, it'd be awesome.
It would be really awesome. I
Cool.
would love him to see him in a courtroom. And
I know.
along with his assistant who has the melting stick. Like they rule in favor, like against him, and she just gives him the melting stick, and he's like, "What? No, I'm not gonna melt him." Oh, so
Man.
good. But yeah, we're 7 more episodes to go.
Yeah.
I'm
Great so
excited. I'm
far.
really excited to see what's gonna happen unfold,
Me
and
too.
I'm really interested to see what the plan, like what the Wrecking Crew, who their boss is, and what they plan on doing with She-Hulk's DNA.
Grand master plan.
I know. And it's like, why She-Hulk? Why haven't they gone after Thor after all these years? Like,
Don't know.
no,
I
well,
mean,
maybe
they.
one maybe because he's off world and not
Yeah.
available,
I mean, I
but
think it's more that they
also
needed to
her
find a
genetics.
villain for her.
Yeah, I
And
mean her
Thor's
main.
already had several. I
That's
don't know.
fair. I
In the
mean,
Wrecking Crew, I guess.
Titania is her main rival
Yeah.
in the comic books, so she's got her set up.
Right.
So,
We got 10 episodes. Can't be her the whole
hey,
time
I know
being
it can't
the.
be Titania every time. I mean, how many times is she gonna put her to jail in 10
I mean,
episodes?
it could be.
I
It
mean,
could
it
be the
could
same
be.
rival the whole time. Other shows have done it successfully.
Oh yeah, other shows have, but it's also kind of good to see like multiple
Yeah,
in a
for
show because
sure.
it gives a variety and stuff like that. So we'll see what happens.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll call it there. Thanks everybody
Yeah.
for listening.
Yeah, thanks everybody.
And we'll be back next week with episode 4.
Episode 4 of She-Hulk.
Yeah, so
Man.
make sure to tune in.
What's gonna happen? Stay tuned.
All right. Take care,
right,
everybody.
everybody. Have a good one.
Bye.
Stole my line.